So on the week when lots of kids are getting excited, lots of parents are getting excited that their children are starting school for the first time, think of a young man called Shay, a young child who needs the help of the Education Authority in Northern Ireland, and they won't do anything more to help him. This young child has got autism, and his family are deeply, deeply worried about him. Shay is autistic, was meant to start primary school yesterday, but his dad thinks he can't send him to school, and so he isn't sending him to school, because this young man needs help. He needs special assistance because of his disability. The family have had Shay assessed by a private clinic who say the four-year-old will suffer in mainstream education. But the Education Authority have yet to carry out Shay's full statement. That's the assessment of his needs.
Shay just turned four there at the end of June. Shay's diagnosed with ASD, Autism Spectrum Disorder. But he also then has quite a bad case of delayed speech. It's only in the last few months Shay's actually learned to speak.
You got him assessed for autism privately, and then with the education board. What did the private assessor say?
We went to the private assessor, and he found a working diagnosis of autism. He has motor skill problems. He would walk on his toes and fall over a lot. He can't hold a pen with his fingers. He would still hold a baby grip, a Palmer grip it's called. She made the recommendation that she believed he would need a special unit for speech and language, and even after 2 years in a unit, that he would suffer in mainstream education, and doesn't believe he would cope. You know, his speech and language therapist, just to give you an idea of his speech and language, has quoted that he has delayed, distorted speech and language skills, pragmatic language difficulties, receptive language delay, expressive language delay. That means, basically, Shay, he can't understand complex sentences. If I was to ask Shay to lift the pen and put it on the table, because I've asked him to do two things, I would have to ask him singularly to lift the pen, wait till he's done it, and then bring in the second part. He couldn't do two things that have been asked within the one sentence. He understands what you say, which is unfortunate for him, because he struggles then to come back, although he knows what he wants to say. He's unable to communicate well and it's coherent. He would generally, he drops the start and end of every word. So although I've now most of the time know what he's saying, generally if you introduced him to anyone outside of the family, they wouldn't have a clue.
So that's the situation with this young man. His family can't send him to school. And we have been trying to give the family a voice. We promised last week that we would try to get answers from the Education Authority. Now, that's the new body, which recently took over from the five education and library boards in Northern Ireland. And, of course, no one from the Education Authority would come on to this programme to speak this morning. Let me just read to you what the Education Authority is meant to do. This is taken from their own website. They say that they are meant to be responsible for ensuring that efficient and effective primary and secondary education services are available to meet the needs of children and young people. So that's on their glossy website, what they're meant to do. We promised last week that we would send our reporter, Nicola Weir, down to the headquarters of the Education Authority. And Nicola, you're there this morning with Shay's dad, Stephen.
Yes, good morning, Stephen. I'm sure many people listening this morning can identify with that feeling of excitement on a first day back at school. I know I can with my two children this morning. But the family here, Stephen, we're both standing outside the Education Authority. Stephen wanting questions about why Shay, his four-year-old, is still at home with his granny this morning rather than joining in with the other students in P1 at a school of his choice. Stephen, you know, we broadcast this last week about what's been happening with Shay. What have the Education Authority said to you in the meantime?
Well, so far I've received an email. They've informed me that they have accepted and they have got all the medical evidence that we had delivered. And what they're telling me is that by the 10th of September or before the 10th of September, they will let us know whether they deem that Shay needs a statement and a statement maintained. They've told me they'll write to me to let me know whether he's going to get a statement or not.
previous to that, they said that he did not need to go into a special school. Is that correct?
Yeah, they actually refused him for a statutory assessment originally. We had a call a meeting with them, and the school stepped in as well to say how complex his needs were. And they U-turned that day and then said they were going to then do a statutory assessment.
So you hand-delivered medical notes here to the Education Authority. When did you do that?
I hand-delivered them to the doctor, the Education Authority. They write to a main doctor who writes out to everybody else. But we were constantly on the phone seeing if they had them. And, well, we ended up the last day, it was, oh, we've only received one. So I ran round everybody else getting copies of reports and hand-delivered them in. I believe that was a Wednesday. And I then got I emailed the board to say, now I've hand-delivered these, can you now confirm? And the next day I got the confirmation that they've now received the medical. And then that's when I got the email as well to say, but on the 10th or before the 10th, they will let me know whether they're going to issue a statement or whether they're not.
What does that mean, you know, when you say they're going to make a decision on the 10th of September whether they're going to issue a statement? What will that mean for Shay?
Basically what the statement is, it becomes a legally binding agreement where they'll put on it exactly what his needs are and how they're going to meet them. Now there's a part in the statement that allows me to name a school. At this minute, you know, I'm well aware that all special schools are actually full. So even with the statement, I mean, we won't go any further. We'll still be left where he will either be forced into a mainstream school that's not suitable or he stays off school. There are no places for him. We will still be in limbo.
So Shay at the minute is off school. He's 4 years old. He's with his granny, you told me this morning. Is Shay aware that he is not going to school, that he doesn't share in the excitement of his friends?
No, it was a hard decision to make as the whether to prep Shay to go into school or whether or not. You know, for me to bring Shay to school, you're talking 2 or 3 weeks of me explaining to him exactly what's going to happen. He would actually have to go and meet his teacher prior to any other children. I'd have to bring him up. And Shay doesn't do change. So for me to prep him to go to school and then him to go in for possibly one day and the school to say, oh, well, actually, we can't meet his needs. He's going to have to go home. The change for him just, it would put him off school for good. It just wouldn't have been fair on him. So we had to make the choice. And unfortunately, we had to choose not to send him.
And another thing I want to bring up to you, you said there that even if he does get this statement, there's no special school available. Who's told you this?
Well, I mean, I've spoke with a lot of parents. I do a bit of a help thing on Facebook where we all share our problems. It's a parent support. And I mean, there's a lot of parents out there now have the statement, but don't have a place. And their children are now in a mainstream school that isn't suitable. It doesn't meet the children's needs in the way that it should. And there are no places. We're aware, you know, these schools tend to have a class of 6 or 8. If you let everybody in, they cease to be a special school because there's too many children. But, I mean, what happens to kids that don't get a place? I mean, do they just suffer in mainstream? Although the schools will do the very best, but they're not equipped and they're not trained to deal with complex needs that our children do have.
So it's your understanding that there are not the places available for the statement, all the statement of children here in Northern Ireland?
No, definitely not. There are not enough schools, there's not enough units, you know. And early intervention's key, you know, the unlock potential, especially for Shay, he has all the potential in the world. And with the right help, in a couple of years, Shay could actually be in mainstream school and he could be doing very, very well. But to put a child into school that's not suitable, that first instance of him not liking school, to try and take that away and bring him in where he will enjoy school at a later stage, it's nearly impossible.
And just for me to play devil's advocate here, with Shay, I know has got complex needs, but would sending him to school not at least give him sort of the essence of being in school and being in the school environment rather than keeping him off school? Where do you stand legally on that? Because is it not illegal to keep your child off school?
Yes, it is. I mean, as of yesterday when Shay was meant to start, yeah, we have, it is illegal to withhold him. But by the same token, I mean, there's definitely a legal duty occur that needs to be upheld. Shay can't use a bathroom on his own. To my knowledge, it's illegal for a teacher to bring a child to the bathroom. You know, there won't be one-to-ones in place. There's nothing in place. So how could you send him? I mean, Shay's sensory alone for bells, loud noises, too many people around him. The anxiety levels for him would be through the roof. It would, you know, at one stage people use torture with loud music. You know, for him, the slight bit of noise, it's painful. It hurts. I couldn't put my son in a situation, and I couldn't put him in as well for maybe to be there for 2 weeks, and then suddenly say, oh son, well now your statement's come through. I know I've just went 3 weeks of getting you ready to go in here, but now we're going to pull you out and put you somewhere else. He doesn't survive situations like that. I mean, we can't take a different drive home when he was in there, so we have to go the same street. Could you imagine how hard it would be for him to be put somewhere where he's not even guaranteed he's going to stay?
We're standing outside the Education Authority's main headquarters in Belfast. I suppose you would just love to go in there and talk to somebody, or for even somebody to come out and talk to you.
You know, all we really want is to get Shay sorted. I would have loved nothing more than to have watch my son go into P1 like everybody else. You know, there's enough pressure on parents, especially parents with children with learning difficulties. And I mean, I have 2 kids. My daughter's 2, and she's going through the process at the minute where they're looking at ASD and speech and language, and the thoughts of 2 years' time having to go through this all again. You know, that you've enough problems at home and just dealing with everyday life that people take for granted. Going to the shops is a big deal for us. It's just, you know, the pressure that gets put on you, and the fact you're now having to withhold them from school, you're having to break the law. You know, it's just scary that it can be let happen, and there hasn't been any. You know, people say, oh, the board's here to help parents and they're here to help the school, but you know, we're a prime example of there hasn't been anyone phoning me to say, come on, we'll have a chat, let's look at what's best for Shay, how can we get him somewhere even in the interim that would be suitable for him and that he could be happy in and he won't have anxiety. Let's put him back in the nursery for a year, let's look at our options. We've had nothing. We are just left in limbo. We don't know what's happening or where we're going.
And I know Stephen's been greatly touched by your story, and he wants to have a wee word with you now, so just hold on a wee minute.
Hello.
Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
I really, really care about this story, and what you said there, you said one sentence that really touched me. All you want to do is send your son to primary school. You know, that's what you should have been doing this week. That pleasure as a parent that you get sending your kid to school. You must be devastated. I know you're fighting for him, but you must be devastated personally.
Yeah, I mean, when you turn on Facebook, Stephen, and see the pictures of everybody with their kids in their wee uniforms and they're going into primary one, and you're sitting in the house with Shay, knowing that, although you're doing what's right by keeping him off, but, you know, he should be smiling and in a uniform and going to school and having friends and learning like every other child.
The Education Authority have been in touch with us, Stephen, okay? And they're now telling us that they will be in contact with you today to seek a meeting as soon as possible. Well, that's a lot of good, given the fact your son was supposed to start school yesterday, right?
Yeah.
They are also telling us that the statutory assessment process, now wait for this, the statutory assessment process, which can take up to 26 weeks, is likely to be completed within 15 to 16 weeks. So, you know, I just want you all to listen to this morning. This is a young man, a 4-year-old, with a disability, who should have been sorted. He should be going to school like everybody else. And the Education Authority saying in a statement to the Nolan Show this morning that they're going to get around to completing his assessment within the next 15 to 16 weeks, Stephen. What's your reaction to that?
What do you say to that, Stephen? You know,
tell them.
Tell
the chairperson of the Education Authority, Sharon O'Connor, who's on the Education Authority's lovely website as being the person appointed by the Education Minister as the first chairperson of the Education Authority. Well, Sharon O'Connor, great job for Shay this morning. Thank you, Sharon, for sorting out this 4-year-old who's now stuck at home. And your organisation, Sharon, telling him to wait 15 weeks, telling a child that they're going to get their assessment in 15 weeks' time. Gavin Boyd, the interim chief executive of the Education Authority. Great job, Mr. Boyd. A 4-year-old child, disabled, that's now waiting 15 to 16 weeks. Way to go, Gavin Boyd. I'm sure Shay and his family are really grateful. Tell them how you feel, Stephen.
You know, we're devastated, Stephen. We're angry. You know, in this country, the word equality is thrown about quite a bit. And, you know, here's a prime example of an inequality. And not just for Shay, but for all the children that are sitting waiting on statements and that need placed in an appropriate educational environment. I mean, what do I do for 15 weeks? Do I keep Shay in the house? I mean, you know, when does the court summons come for keeping them off? I mean, we're left with no options. Nobody wants to have a conversation with us. Nobody wants to come and look at what's best for Shay. What they see is a number on their desk. They don't see a child that wants to learn, that wants to be in school, wants to play. You know, they see a number that they're happy to pass off and ignore.
You know, there's a lot of politics around at the moment and the future of the Assembly and all of that kind of stuff. We are leading with this story this morning deliberately because it says a lot about Northern Ireland. It's actually, you know, exactly what this programme's here for, by the way. You know, that 4-year-old son of yours and you as a dad, you don't have, you know, big status. You're not a big person in Northern Ireland in terms of, you know, status. You're not on boards and quangos and all this kind of stuff, Stephen. But you're a dad who's entitled to have your son go to school. And you're a dad who's entitled to have your disabled son supported. I'll tell you what the school is saying. This is the actual primary school who your son is due to go to. They're saying proposed enrolment would be to a class of 26 with no specialist assistance in place. This is a situation, says the primary school, that we consider to be entirely unacceptable. So your primary school is saying that they would find this entirely unacceptable. Given the impairment in Shay's language skills, the primary school says professionals suspect Shay will have great difficulty in coping in a mainstream education environment. And yet the education authority, what have they done for your son? Stephen, what have they done?
Nothing, Stephen. Not a thing. They've left him and cast him to the side.
The primary school say to the Nolan Show, we consider this situation to be wholly inappropriate and entirely unreasonable. I wonder would the education minister feel minded to get involved this morning? I just wonder, would John O'Dowd feel, you know, obviously the handy thing, the convenient thing, and by the way, we haven't been in touch with John O'Dowd, so I'm not having a go at him, but the convenient thing for the education minister to do this morning would be to say to himself, he can't get involved in individual cases. He can't do that. What's he in politics for? So, John, I would say to you this morning, Minister, to give you your place, I would say to you this morning, there's a 4-year-old child. Just park for the second the fact that the Assembly, the Executive, may or may not survive. And think about the fact that it is still up and going. And, Minister, you are the Minister of Education, and there's a 4-year-old child this morning. And the Education Authority essentially saying they'll get around to doing his assessment in 15 to 16 weeks time. 15 to 16 weeks they're leaving a child where you, his father, Stephen, feel you've no alternative but to leave him at home. We're going to ask Gavin Boyd today, who's the interim chief executive of the Education Authority, to come onto this programme. We've just asked, apparently he won't come on. We're going to ask Sharon O'Connor. Apparently Sharon was named Public Sector Director of the Year in 2009-10 by the Institute of Directors in Northern Ireland. Sharon's the chairperson of the Education Authority. Nicola, maybe Stephen, you could put the headphones back on Nicola for me.
Yeah, no problem.
So she can hear me.
Hello, Stephen.
Nicola, I know you're standing outside the Education Authority this morning. Maybe as we just leave this story this morning, maybe you could knock the door for me, all right, and ask them if they feel they could do anything more for this child and whether any of the bosses, the executives in the Education Authority could do anything for this young man. Would you do that for me?
I will indeed, Stephen.
Thanks very much indeed. Okay, and we'll be back to this story tomorrow. And we'll be back to this story at the end of the week. And we will cover this story every single week of the 16 weeks that the Education Authority think they're going to leave this young disabled child waiting.